Recent transplant to Cincinnati Scott Stoll is not afraid of adventure.
The joke kind of is after I rode my bike around the world, everybody said, well, now what are you going to do? Are you going to ride your bike on the moon? And now, you know, ironically, maybe I get to bring a bicycle to Mars. And I said, how could I not do that?
Stoll is still in the running to go to the Red Planet as part of the Mars One project. The Scandinavian company wants to establish a human colony on Mars. Next year, these future astronauts will be picked on a reality show with the first flight leaving in 2018. With current technology, it will take 7 months to get there, and they will not be able to come back.
Yeah, that doesn't make me too happy either. Logistically, maybe you can't, you know, at this point, just because it would probably double the expense of the endeavor. And then, I don't know, there's just that.
The whole radiation part.
The added risk of the radiation in space. And yeah, you might have so much bone deterioration that you might not be able to get back on the spaceship. I mean, who knows? So that's disconcerting to me.
Flying for 7 months causes people to lose 11% of their bone density and 20% of their muscle mass. Then, because it takes so long to get there, they would have to wait 2 years before Mars and Earth are close enough to return. Back on Earth, their bones would crumble. Eventually, there may be another way to get to Mars and back. Scientific journalist Steve Natus recently interviewed former astronaut Franklin Chang Diaz for Discover magazine. Diaz is developing a rocket that could make the trip in 39 days. Because people can get there fast, they wouldn't have to wait 2 years to come back. According to Natus, the rocket uses electricity to heat argon gas, for example, to 2 million degrees. This aligns the particles and gets them moving in the same direction. When they are shot out of the rocket, this generates the thrust.
The key to this approach is that the high temperatures of a couple million degrees lead to much greater efficiency. The efficiency of the rocket engine scales with temperature. And the chemical rockets typically operate at temperatures of thousands of degrees rather than millions. So there's the potential for much greater efficiency.
But there is a long way to go. Diaz still needs to come up with a container that can hold this very hot gas and an external power source to heat the gas. They don't exist.
Just to be clear, this rocket, this Vasimir rocket as it's called, is really just an engine, but it doesn't have its own power source. So whereas conventional rockets burn liquid fuel, this will still need an external power source to heat the gas to the temperatures needed.
Diaz has been working on the concept since 1977, now back to Mars One, which hopes to launch in 4 years. Former NASA scientist and Mars One medical director Norbert Kraft is charged with getting the candidates ready to fly. He once spent 110 days in a Mars simulated environment, so he knows how to prepare the Mars One candidates beginning next year.
9 months in a year, they will be trained in medical, in geology, in astronomy, in biology, whatever they need to survive and strive on Mars. However, they have 3 months in a year where we put them in a simulated isolation, the same habitat which will pretty much on Mars, and they have to prove, each group has to prove that they are as good as the others or even better. Otherwise, we select them out.
Kraft says health is important, but the psychological aspect is crucial since you will be living with the same people 24/7. He describes the ideal candidate.
If you saw the movie MacGyver, take a MacGyver, multiply him by four, and make four MacGyvers complement each other.
Scott Stoll hopes to be that MacGyver.
I mean, it may not be the most feasible thing to, like, want to actually go to Mars and set up a colony, but in terms of why we're human, I think it's of the utmost importance to always be striving to discover the new boundaries of what's possible, because I think our potential is, like, practically unlimited.
Stoll says this is his life vision, pushing the boundaries of what it means to be human. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.